Well, when you're talking about Avatar, Pandora, the world of Avatar, you've got to be looking at it in two ways. There's daytime and there is nighttime. And that's the cool thing about Animal Kingdom, where you'll find Pandora, world of Avatar. Ramit Kapoor is joining us now, manager of marketing strategy for Disney Destinations. And we're talking the ultimate destination right now. All anybody can talk about is Avatar, Pandora, what they're going to see. The people that were lucky enough to be here for the dedication yesterday.
That's right.
I only saw James Cameron on TV, and I was ready to do cartwheels. It's like, that's James Cameron.
Were you in awe? I mean,
I was.
I mean, you're sitting here going, that's James Cameron, who dreamed about Pandora when he was a young kid, as you heard in his speech. And he's sitting here going, I'm standing in the world of Pandora right now. Like, how unreal is that?
That has to be overwhelming for him. A movie is one thing, but that's not a set.
This is a world. And that's what's amazing. When we partnered with Lightstorm Entertainment and, you know, we heard him and his team, that is what they told us, that when they made the movie, they didn't even have a physical world that they could go shoot. That was all digital.
Yeah.
They had to go use computers. And then when they partnered here with us here at Disney, and they actually realized that, wow, you could find a way magically to make floating mountains.
Of course.
You sit back and go, Pandora actually exists. And that's for our guests who are listening and the viewers who are listening. When you walk across that bridge and come to this world, you realize you are not on Earth anymore. You're on a different planet.
It felt like that yesterday because my first look at Pandora was at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was like, this is so beautiful. All the glowing and you're hearing all these noises in the bushes.
Yep.
And all of a sudden I'm looking up at a mountain. It's like, wait a minute, that's wrong. I'm looking up at a mountain. But now I'm going to go outside and see the daylight. So it is, you know, it's night and day, and it's two wonderful experiences.
It's day and night. You're so right. Two different experiences. And what's so great is both those experiences are all about exploration. We want our viewers, our guests to come and explore Pandora. We want you to get lost here. We want you to
be in awe
about these mountains and literally no pictures about. We were just talking about taking photography. You could take the best selfies and photography out here. Bring your family, bring your friends. Those views are so stunning. We like to say they're awe-inspiring. I mean, they really are awe-inspiring no matter where you look. And that's just the mountains. I mean, we still got to talk about the attractions.
Well, oh my gosh. Okay, we already talked about Flight of Passage, and I've embarrassed myself enough with that one. That is amazing. You have to go on it. If you've enjoyed the kind of ride that Soarin' is, okay, that's a start. This is going to take you to a level you never imagined. The screen is amazing.
Yep.
The work is so beautiful and so realistic. And I'm trying to tell my mind, no, you're not about to fall off that cliff.
Right.
But
right.
It felt like you could feel the banshee breathing
you
when you're sitting there.
Yeah.
It's surreal.
We like to say it's actually touching multiple senses. Think about it. Smell, sight, sound, touch. I mean, your senses are evoked to a whole level, and you're like, what is going on? I'm flying over Pandora right now. And it's flight like you've never experienced.
It is incredible. And what I really like about the line is once you get in it, you're looking at different things all the time. It's very nice and cool and comfortable in
there.
And you're looking around and you're not quite sure where you're going next.
That's
you just draw us in. You guys are good.
It's immersive. We want to put you in the story. You're in the story. And you're right. The queue line itself is one of the best queue lines we've ever designed. I mean, you're in it.
It is.
You are literally walking through going, I'm in an old facility here that I know I'm about to go ride a banshee. But you're looking around and you're learning about so many different things of the Navi culture. It's such an amazing world, and you realize I'm not on Earth anymore when you're here.
No, this was the largest full expansion in quite some time.
In fact, for the park's history, the entire expansion for Disney's Animal Kingdom, starting last year into Pandora, is the largest since the park was created in 1998.
So here we are almost
20 years away, and the park's largest expansion. It really, to your point, caps off that day-to-night transition.
It does.
We want guests to say, I can come here, a great day in the park, do all these great attractions and all the different lands, but at night, oh my gosh, I need to go see those floating mountains.
See, and you've got expanded hours because of this now, right?
That's right. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., if you are a resort guest here for the summer,
perfect.
You get a chance to explore Pandora just to yourself. Can you imagine that?
I felt like that last night. I didn't want to leave.
Isn't it? It's surreal. It's surreal. That bioluminescent light, that glow at night, you're sitting here going, I'm calm, I'm relaxed, I'm taking it all in. It's this very spiritual,
very relaxing
kind of mentality. And I think our guests, children, families, adults of all ages, are going to just want to come see that and kind of take it in and just experience Pandora for themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, becoming an annual pass holder, this is the time to do it because there's so many benefits. You get to experience year-round, and there's all kinds of things that go along with that. It's the best possible way to go.
Absolutely. And we've got such great deals. If you go on DisneyWorld.com, mm-hmm. where you can learn more about it, you can learn more about the experience here in Pandora. And as we said, this land opens up on Saturday, May 27th. We are just 2 days away, and all guests have to come and check this place out starting this summer.
Can you believe the grand opening's 2 days away?
I can't believe it. We've been working on this for quite some time, and now to see it come to fruition, and as you know, here you and I are sitting in the heart of Pandora, and we're sitting here looking around going, it's real. We are in Pandora. Like, it's a pinch me moment.
It really is. Ramit, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to getting out in the daylight with everybody else and seeing what's going on out there.
Thank you so much for having us, and hello to all the viewers, and come on down and experience Pandora starting this Saturday.
And remember that hashtag, visit Pandora.
That's right.